This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. His website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab, and I'm following along in class. You may do the same. You know, John, I was looking at, we didn't get through hour number one, all my fault. Are you going to talk about the innocence fee?
If we have time, I'm going to go ahead and get into hour number two.
Okay.
As you know, after the election, Trump had a lot of people come in. Some were interviewing and some were probably sharing information, and Goldman Sachs was probably one of those sharing information. So this SITREP situation report, as it's called, the article itself is not reporting an actual event, but it's probably pretty close to information that was shared. And scrolling down a few paragraphs, it says, I'll briefly touch on nine topics. The most important are deficits, debt, reporting, war, perception, stocks, money creation, currency, and precious metals. Basically the things that we've talked about here over the years, and it goes into discussion in each of those areas. So if you want to have a nice little article to try and summarize how things are, this is a pretty good one.
You want to give us a thumbnail on some of these items?
Wow. Well, we could easily take an hour to a show on these, but we know that the deficits even themselves are a lie, because what they report on is the budget deficit, and that's not all there is, and that's why you end up with more debt every year than what the deficit is.
Mm-hmm.
And even the debt is a lie, because it doesn't include everything. The unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare are the biggest ones that we're looking at for the federal government. But they even lie about the nature of the debt. They'll tell you that it's less than 100% of GDP because it's the debt owed to the public is a smaller amount. However, most of that difference is the Social Security and Medicare so-called trust funds, where in order to be able to pay those out to people, they actually have to make that debt owed to the public just in order to get the cash to pay it out. So the lovely government lies there. And one thing I did like about this was looking at another way, because people think, well, maybe we can grow our way out of this. And the paragraph on this starts out. Some like to think that we can grow our way out of the deficits and debt. And assuming a 4% GDP growth, which is more than what we've had the last 8 years, it's been under 3%. And if you assume an 18-trillion economy, which we've talked about GDP and how that's a fake number too, but let's give them the full amount, a 4% growth to an 18-trillion economy is an additional $720 billion a year for year one. And the assumption here assumes you collect taxes on 25% of that. But let's assume you can just collect taxes on 100% of that. Tax all the gain, $720 billion. Well, that isn't even going to cover the increase in debt for the year. You know, much less make a difference to our unfunded liabilities. You know, again, the reporting lies, you know, everything they report, whether it's unemployment, GDP, it's all a fabrication. And, you know, you've got ShadowSat saying that if the government just recorded unemployment the way they used to, that the unemployment rate would be 24%. I think they might overcorrect a little bit, but I think that still put unemployment at around 20%, which is pretty darn close to depression levels. Mm-hmm. And
John, would you say that for young people, the American dream is over?
It is so over. And the reason I say that is just government spending and debt is enough that requires more than 100% of income. And that's if you want to just keep Social Security and Medicare from getting worse. If you actually wanted to do something about it, that's another impossible situation. So what do you call it when somebody requires more than 100% of your income? I mean, it's certainly beyond slavery, because even slaves got room and board and medical care. Because, you know, a sick, dead slave doesn't do very much work, you know. You read about the peons in Europe. You know, I think the most they had taken was maybe 20 or 25%. I'll have to research that. But, you know, you don't want the peasants revolting. And yet here we are. You know, government needs more than 100% of your income. And, you know, when you get somebody elected that, you know, if it were possible to do something with, would probably do it. Everybody's up in arms against them. It's an insane world we live in.
When I was growing up, John, my dad taught me about debt, and he taught me that it's really tough if you buy something on debt and then try to pay for it later. If you can't afford it now, it's going to be tough to afford it later when you have whatever the cost of it was, plus interest. So it's going to cost more later than it costs now because of the cost of debt. So I avoided debt at all turns. Were you taught the same thing?
Pretty much so. My parents grew up during the Great Depression. So I had a closer relationship to that than most of the people I went to school with. Pretty much, I'd say well over 90% of the people I went to school with, it was their grandparents that grew up during World War II and the Depression. Whereas my parents actually, well, my mother was almost 21 when Pearl Harbor happened, and my dad was already in the Army. He was 3 years older. They didn't even know each other at the time, but... So many people I went to school with, their parents were, you know, basically teenagers during the World War II years. They were here at home and having to suffer the, you know, the austerity and that goes along with war. But you know, they you know, like so what's happening now is, you know, the youngsters don't know what life was like before. I think it would be a great reality show if we took a bunch of millennials and made them live in a 1962-era home. they, it would drive them crazy without the computers, without the phones with the email and or with voicemail, and you know, having black and white TV with three channels, you had to get up and walk across the room to change and adjust the antenna. I just wonder how long the show could go on before they go completely crazy. And of course, with what we're expecting, you know, with an EMP attack, it'd be far worse than that.
Very interesting that you're saying these things. I know here at the farmhouse that we have a tool that you would insert into a sock, you know, a men's sock, and you could repair a hole that your big toe might have poked through your sock, okay, with this tool. And what it's like a, it's kind of egg-shaped with a handle on the end. It's made out of wood. It was made on a lathe probably in the 1920s. And you just put this into a sock, and then it bulges out the end, and that gives you a surface on which you can darn your socks with thread and fill in those holes. And that was common. That was common back then, darning socks. Now, we don't even know what that means, darning a sock, right? We just throw them away. Get a hole in them, oh, throw them away. During the Depression, that would never happen because the sock was perfectly good except for the hole. And all you had to do was fix the hole. As a matter of fact, John, I remember my mom taking apart my dad's. My dad was a school teacher, and he wore white shirts too, and a principal back in the 50s. And he would wear a white shirt and a tie and a jacket to work. People used to dress up to go to work. And the shirts would last longer than the collars. So you could go to a tailor and have a new collar put on your shirt. They'd make a new collar for you. So why buy a whole new shirt when just the collar is frayed and worn out? That's what people did. We wouldn't even think of that anymore, would we, John?
And that's just in maintenance. If you look at just normal daily life and chores, I was reading where fabric softener sales are down because millennials don't know what fabric softener is for.
Interesting. Okay, Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. John, what are we going to talk about in the next segment?
Let's talk about libraries.
Okay. Libraries. I'm going there right now. I've just clicked on it. Stranger Than Fiction, The Secret Apartments Hidden Inside New York's Public Libraries. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I'm all excited. Captain John Reagan and I have so much to talk about. We're going to be spending today and tomorrow with you. So Monday and Tuesday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. John, libraries. This is unbelievable.
And I have the link, libraries post poop hits the props. And you might wonder, with everything going on in the world today, why would I put up an article about these old abandoned custodial apartments in New York City? Well, the answer lies in the second paragraph. That these were people were tasked with keeping the library's coal furnaces going 24 hours a day to keep the books from spoiling in the cold and the damp. And we are so spoiled today. We look at everything we have as things have always been that way. The ability for people to have books is really a modern phenomena. And then keeping them stored typically in places that have central heat and air where it's climate controlled, these books tend to last quite a bit of our lifetime, if not beyond. However, when you don't have that central heat and air, it becomes a different environment. And I don't know if you've experienced going into a house that doesn't have electricity, and especially when it gets to be that point where it's going into the colder months and it's warmer on the inside than the outside, and you get that condensation, and moisture is bad for bugs. It helps mold to form, and then that mold will eat the books. And then on top of that, most of this paper is not neutral. It's a bit acidic. So over time, the paper will degrade. And that's why back in olden times, you had the scribes that would take the books, which were typically on scrolls, and you know, make a copy. You didn't have a Xerox machine or a printer back then. And we're probably going to end up in that type of environment. And I don't think very many people are considering that something they're going to have to deal with. And if you're expecting to just go into a library and take a bunch of books, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, you may be well too late in being able to recover anything.
Really good point, John. This morning I was walking to the studio through the farmhouse, and our son left a single-lens reflex camera with me, 35 millimeter, and I passed it on the way into the studio. And I thought, wow, the digital era has destroyed the photographic film business for the most part. Who today uses a single-lens reflex camera, 35 millimeter, where you focus it manually and you select a shutter speed, either an automatic shutter speed and an f-stop, or you know, manually or automatically have your camera do it for you? Who does that and then winds the film back into the film canister and then takes the film to a developer and then has prints made? Who does that? Hardly anybody, right? And what we do is we take pictures with these digital cameras and then we save them onto our PCs and the hard drives fail, and then we lose the pictures, or we just forget where they are, and we just take so many pictures it's hard to even count them or categorize them. So I have a feeling that there are some disadvantages, seriously, some disadvantages to not having hard copies, having electronic copies. I bought an electronic copy of a manual for some of our vehicles. I can't get it to work. I followed the instructions completely. It's really great because I've got all the information I need, except I can't access it. Now compare that to a Haynes or a Chilton manual that I can just open the pages and find what I need and get on with what I'm trying to fix. But wouldn't that be nice? Nope. Now it's so complicated we need electronic manuals because the volume of material is so great. And how long is that electronic edition going to be with us? I don't know. How long do those 3.5-inch floppy and 5.25-inch floppy disks last? I don't think they're...
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. fortressclothing.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the DC for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
Prepping. Is it RIP?
Wow.
And it also links a similar article. Now that we've had the election, so many people think that, at least on one side, that Trump is going to fix everything. You have the half that just lost power that think everything's going down the drain, but they're looking at a different direction. But I've not read, I guess, except one article where prepping has pretty dried up quite a bit, with the exception of gun sales for those on the left who now all of a sudden think guns are a good thing that Trump's been elected. But when, you know, just from what I look at, you know, there's nothing Trump can do to change the position we're in. We've still got the same unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. We still have the unfunded pension plans, and it looks like interest rates are going to continue to go up. And even if they don't, that's more bad news for pension funds. And there's just not enough money to fix these things. So regardless of who's in the office, go ahead.
You're talking about prepping, and has it slowed down? There's no question in my mind. I believe it has. I keep hearing that there are more and more, we'll call them preppers, coming out of the woodwork every day, and I think that's true. But I really believe that prepping has slowed down. I don't see people with shopping carts as full of as many long-term storage-type foods as before. I don't see people buying in bulk the way they did before. I've been to gun shows, and I don't see the hand trucks, you know, coming out of the gun shows filled with ammunition supplies. I don't see that. I don't see people buying ammunition cans, the 30 caliber and 50 caliber ammo cans. I don't, you know, I even talked to some of our contacts in the long-term food storage world. And I said to one of our instructors, I don't see the sales of long-term storage food as I did in the past. I don't see the commercials running on broadcast, whether they be ours or whoever's, as I did in the past. I think sales are down. And he said, "You're right. You're right. They are down, and they're down in a pretty significant way." I think there's a sense of hope, and you know, Obama killed the word hope for me. But in the old meaning of the word hope, I think that Donald Trump, what he's been saying, has resonated with those who are concerned about the Obama regime and the Hillary regime and what more damage they would do and the fear that they've unleashed in the United States and actually worldwide. And people were really preparing for the worst. And now there's this feeling that, with a lot of people, that everything's going to be fine. It's going to be great. It's all going to be fixed. I don't quite see it that way. I'm still concerned. I'm still preparing. I'm still fixing and repairing everything that I can to make sure that as many things that we need to have working actually do work. But I think that that there is a dramatic decline in the preparedness world. No question in my mind. You know, I've done seminars and I've asked people about, you know, preparing and you know, they're interested, but you know, they still think everything's going to be okay. Too many of them think everything's going to be okay, and they've turned a blind eye to, as you mentioned, EMPs, a blind eye to radiation, a blind eye to the weather, a blind eye to supply chain problems. Just look at Venezuela, right? Look what's happening there. And then look at England. Look at what happened over New Year's in England. These young people in drunken stupors, vomiting on the streets. These what maybe used to be pretty girls, all scarred for life with tattoos and piercings and writings and, you know, engraved on their skin. I mean, they're beyond stupid. And that's what they've done to themselves. And they're going out, getting rip-roaring drunk, falling down the streets. The streets are just trashed. It's filth. At least the images I'm seeing. And why would people do that? It's a shame, John. It really is a shame how far we have fallen and are continuing to fall. And as far as preparedness, you know, you can't be rip-roaring drunk in a drunken stupor and look forward to that and also be of a preparedness mindset at the same time. I don't think that's possible. I think one mindset is one of someone who's foolhardy, and the other is someone who is conscientious. And I don't think they can coexist in the same person. Not at the same time, anyway.
Well, the next article talks about that tornado that went just 3 miles from me the day after Christmas in 2015. And there was a report here locally what things were like a year later. So here we are, the world's still normal as normal as things can be. You still have a working economy. You still have got, insurance companies. And a year later, we still have quite a few people where this tornado went through that still do not have their homes restored. About 75% are reoccupied. And you think in, today's America, why wouldn't you have 100% in a year?
Right. Right, because we've got machines, we've got excavators, we've got bulldozers, we've got cranes, we've got scaffolding, we've got a supply chain for brick and mortar and nails and wood, and we've got sawmills, and we got roofing products, we've got wiring products and plumbing products, insulation. What's the problem, right? Why don't we just bang this out?
And you're talking about how how the world's not the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. And the next article comes from Dave Hodges, and it's entitled, "What Percentage of Men Would Have Sex with a Complete Stranger?" And they ran this test, and they got their answer. 30% would.
30% would. Okay, so 70% said no. And, John, there's a lot of risk in that. A lot of risk. HIV, sexually transmitted disease. Maybe that complete stranger has a boyfriend who is really jealous and has a quick trigger. I mean, those are just some of the risks, right?
Right.
I don't know. And then we've got the moral issues. And I was talking about England and New Year's, and it looks like these people are so. These girls were so drunk they wouldn't even know if they had sex with a stranger. At least that was my opinion. These girls were wearing really, really short skirts. The wind would blow them higher than they. They probably don't even care. They probably didn't even know how high the wind blew their skirts. Man, I wouldn't want to. A daughter living in my house doing that kind of thing. That would stop right away. Man. Really good point. How far we've fallen. 30% of men would have sex with a complete stranger. I wonder if that survey were done in Washington, what the answer would be. Would it be 100%? Right now? And then what if the question were how many men would have sex with a complete strange man? I wonder what that number would be in Washington. Or a woman. Wow.
And I think we're going to find out if the question were, what if it were a child, that you're going to get a much higher percent than you would hope for.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn to the cheery job market. We have a top ex-White House economist saying that 94% of all the new jobs under Obama were part-time, and that's even stretching the term part-time. You define it as temporary help, on-call, contract, independent contractors, and freelancers. Well, so in other words, roughly 6% of the jobs that we got under this administration were what we would have considered the ordinary full-time jobs.
John, help me understand. Haven't we been talking about this for years, that these numbers were all lies? That these new job creation numbers were absolute lies? Weren't we doing that for 5 years?
Seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and if you'd like to follow along, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and please click on the news tab. Captain John Reagan, I just got an email from Scotty Kilmer, and Scotty Kilmer has a YouTube channel, and he talks about cars, and he's a mechanic, over four decades of working and fixing cars, and he's agreed to be on the air with us. I'm all excited about that. And he dislikes some of the engineering that Mercedes-Benz has produced because it's so complicated. And he and I are on the same page. I'm really looking forward to him joining the faculty. So that's Scotty Kilmer of the Scotty Kilmer channel on YouTube. That ought to be a lot of fun. John, what's next?
Well, we left a couple of articles stranded from the end of last hour. Got one called Innocence Fee.
Oh, man. And I'm so glad you're doing this.
If you press that link and you get to MSN, they've taken the article off there. You need to refresh the my page, and that link will now take you to the original source of the New York Times. So charged a fee for getting arrested, whether guilty or not. The original location of this was in Minnesota. If you're familiar with Minneapolis, St. Paul, this is the county that St. Paul is in. A guy had $46 in his pockets when he was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. He was released 2 days later. The charges were dismissed. But they kept $25 of his money as a booking fee, returned $21 on a debit card, which has a bunch of fees associated, cost him $7.25 to withdraw what was left of his money. So for never being convicted of any crime, he got back less than $14 of his 46 that he started out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the point to all of those in the law enforcement arena. Please remember that those who you do these things to may not forget. They may not forget what you have done to them. So this guy, Corey Stratum, in Minnesota, charged with disorderly conduct. He missed a couple days worth of work. Okay. Then he's got some explaining to do. Like what happened? It's like if a person falls down and gets a black eye, And the assumption is that person's been in a fight. I walked into a garage door when I was a child. I got a black eye. And everybody thought I was in a fight. I walked into a garage door. So this guy who's been gone for 2 days, his friends, coworkers, associates probably all think that he did something heinous. That's why he was arrested. And naturally, he was guilty. Because why would they arrest him if he weren't guilty, right? And that wasn't the case. He was released. But they stole his money. It's an outrage, John. It's an absolute outrage. And I hope you all remember who does this to you. And talk about it. And name their names. These people who arrest us are a menace. When they arrest us for doing nothing wrong and steal our money, they are a menace. They're a blight on society. I can't stand it. So, as Janet Reno would say, if you see something, say something. Tell people. Tell people about these non-convicted criminals who are preying on us. What do you think, John?
Let me just quickly talk about the last one. State of Missouri, yeah. Starting yesterday, fights at school or on buses will be treated as felonies, which can result in 4 years of prison, fine, or probation. Get your kids out of public school now.
Absolutely. Take them out of the public training camp. Your child is in school. Yeah, fighting on the bus, fighting at school, it's now a felony in the state of Missouri. And who figured this out? The alleged representatives. Throw them out, all of them. All of them. Start over. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.